This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Big shout out to my man Ken Carmen up in Cleveland, Ohio. He do a little morning show up there called the Ken Carmen Morning Show with Anthony Lima on 92.3 The Fan, our sister station. And he released a top 25 returning NFL head coach list.
Okay.
And he just put it out there on Twitter. And I thought it was interesting because whenever somebody put out a list like this, I always try to localize it. Where they got our guy at? So I'm going to read this list, and I want y'all to react to it. Number one, you got Reed. You got McVay. Campbell at three. John Harbaugh at
Campbell
number four.
At three, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that.
I like Dan Campbell a lot. He is going to be a very intriguing dude to watch this year, having to, you know, get a couple new dudes on the staff. A couple dudes that went – and we're really well-regarded, have gone, and they're now coaching their own staffs.
If he get to the same place he got to last year, which I think it was kind of a disappointing way to end, but if he got to that same place again this year, do you feel like he go up the list?
Oh, yeah. I love his get down. I think he's such a great, people guy. Like, he's such a great players coach while also still commanding and demanding a level of execution from them guys. Mm-hmm. It's just... it'll be very intriguing.
This is going to be a big year for him because you know, people always point to Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
So this would be a year where he can show people, hey, this is kind of me too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Ben Johnson had a big part in the offense, but
and Aaron
I'm the
Glenn, we can't forget Aaron, not Andre Glenn as well.
Yeah.
Yep. So Campbell number three, John Harbaugh at number four, McDermott five, O'Connell six, and as he liked to say, DeMeco Ryans at number seven.
Okay.
He got him at seven.
He says DeMeco?
he said it one time.
He did say it one time.
he said
and that
DeMeco.
Now is going to be the representation of Ken Carmen forever.
Yeah, and he got his old Cleveland Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, at 15.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of fair. I think he kind of has
seven. Seven's fine, right?
I think that's great.
That's kind of high.
That is higher than I was anticipating. Yeah. I do think that, you know, teams are – there's people around the league that will have some questions about, like, you know, DeMeco Ryans at the highest level, right? And I think that there was a lot of love in the honeymoon. I think we might be moving away from the honeymoon, not to say that there's bad feelings towards him, but I think there's things that you can ask about DeMeco, the situational decision-making, whether, hey, are we going to kick here? Are we going for fourth down here or going for it on fourth down? There's some things to be asked in those places. And then, of course, the big one, which is, did you have a full reign over the entirety of the team, or were you a quote-unquote glorified coordinator? Now, I think we know that that's unfair, but, you know, putting the rubber to the road and demonstrating that still remains to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and around, I'm going to just do the top 10. He got Sirianni 8, Kyle Shanahan, 9. So he got D'Amico over Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
And then Jim Harbaugh, 10.
The Shanahan hate is always fun to me.
The Sirianni hate is amazing to me.
Well, yeah. you know me. I'm in the boat with him on
Sirianni. I don't understand. Yeah. What else do we have to do to at least crack top 5?
Sirianni, I mean, yes. What else does
at least
he's
weird. Crack the top 5.
He says dumb stuff. He's goofy.
Wipe that annoying look off his face.
But why does that matter when you look at the scoreboard?
You know me, know my stance on it is just I have always had questions how much he actually runs this thing. But again, everybody at every turn has said no. He has a grand impact on this, and so I have to begrudgingly again. It's probably right, so I'm not trying to make it seem like it's wrong. I have to give him his props. I do.
So out of all the lists we've been.
I got some love.
Yeah, I like this list the best because of the obvious reason.
That's right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I don't know if y'all been hearing this story or keeping up with the story, but it's a real Annabelle Dow who been kind of making the headlines because a man who was doing a tour with the dog, with the real dog, with the real Annabelle Dow, ended up dead in his hotel.
What?
He ended
up explain the Annabelle doll phenomenon to me.
It is from a horror film, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's based on, I want to say, I really didn't dig into it. I don't really care for stuff like this, but they saying this is based off of a true story as far as the doll and all that stuff. And apparently this company, this guy have it. And they were doing a national tour with
So Annabelle is I welcome you to a segment that I like to call reading. Mm-hmm. Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll. I'm sure you're familiar with those. Go dating back to your middle age. a Raggedy Ann doll that is claimed to be haunted, according to paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren. The doll frightened its owners, so they moved it to their now closed museum in Connecticut during the 70s.
Okay.
Academics and science writers have dismissed their claims as myth and folklore. A character based on Warren's story is one of the antagonists that appear in The Conjuring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with that. So the guy who handles it died.
Yes, yeah. And here's the story from NBC News.
Okay.
Tragedy at a stop on the nationwide tour of the supposedly possessed Annabelle doll. One of the doll's handlers found dead in his hotel room at the age of 54. Dan Rivera, a lead investigator for the New England Society for Psychic Research, or NESPR, had been exhibiting the Annabelle doll around the country. His colleagues now mourning his death, writing, "NESPR is devastated by his passing and is still coming to terms with this profound loss." The cause of death not yet revealed by investigators. The county coroner telling NBC that his death was nothing suspicious. The tragic death reigniting concern and fascination with the paranormal, as organizers say the tour, already steeped in superstition, will continue on in Rivera's honor.
Boy, those people that buy into this stuff.
Yeah, I stay away from this type of stuff. And I like horror movies.
Yeah.
But when it comes to stuff like this that's based on the true story, I'm out.
Yeah. You know what I don't get? Because I'm not somebody who leans too heavily into the superstitions, right? But what I don't get is if you are, and I imagine that you would have to be to start this tour to begin with, why would you continue?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you seem to believe these things and now you got another notch in your evidence that this there is some paranormal activity going, why do you continue to tempt fate? And I guess that is why we have all of these horror movies is because people continue to tempt fate when the first sign of if distress tells you that you should no longer continue. But I just, why would you? If you're like, hey, this is a possessed doll. Now that somebody's dead because of the possessed doll, why do you keep the possessed doll around now?
Yeah, just imagine the guy that's coming after him.
Yeah, yeah, you got to handle this.
Yeah, hey, you got to take over, Bucky.
And also, I mean, if we're being honest here, for all we know, what was his name, Dan or something like
yes.
that? Dan was, you know, had five arteries blocked and had a heart attack. And it was going to happen whether he was handling a doll or not. Or just whatever the occurrence was.
How would you feel if the I guess the news came back that it was he just died of a natural cause?
Like no real no real cause determined.
Yeah.
Well, that might change things a little bit.
So it got to be like a heart attack or something like this, some type of health issue.
Yeah, it could be a simple coincidence.
Yeah.
It could.
Good luck to you, dog. Keep that doll away from me and my family.
So would you be the next handler?
No.
Would you?
There's a number for it. There's always a number. Like, I mean, if I'm getting my salary here that I do for like doing radio for carrying a doll around, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna keep on with this theme right here. So it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So speaking of horrifying things, I don't know if y'all saw this thread or I think it was on Reddit. I can't remember, but teachers and students are sharing the most horrific place they bumped into each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it, but there's...
It's a lot of crazy answers with this. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, I was teaching at preschool. I was teaching preschool and also working at a topless bar.
Oh, no.
Saw the father at last call and saw him again at the school's early drop-off at 6 a.m.
Stripper teacher sees dad. Is basically what happened.
Good for dad, though. So, good for dad. Dad was like, I was out late, but I'm still going to make sure to be in my kid's life and drop him off at school.
Well,
good
that's
for
not
dad.
The horrific part, though.
That's less than 10 hours apart. Like, I just saw you.
Yeah.
You probably still got the alcohol on your breath and everything.
I'm just glad that this wasn't one of those dads that got her fired. You know, my son's preschool teacher works at a strip bar.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm just glad he was cool. Like,
is that mutually assured destruction? Yeah, is that what happened there? It's like, you got to admit that you was at the booty club, huh?
He probably gave a little wink.
Like, I won't say don't say.
Yeah. You know what? We should have coffee sometime.
Yeah, that's right.
That's called a PTA meeting.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I was getting a bikini wax, and halfway through my technician told me that, because of me, I'm doing great in college math.
Oh, yeah. Like a former student was down there. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else said, when I was a teacher, I saw a current student who was 16 attempting to use a fake ID at a bar I was moonlighting.
Oh, that's fun. That's not horrific. That's the teacher's like, the hell out of here, Johnny.
Johnny. Before I call your mother.
That's right. No, that's not a horrific one. That's a funny one.
Well, if they get in, it's horrific at that point, right?
Yeah. Somebody else said therapy. He was on his way out. I was on my way in.
Oh, wow. And
that got to be hilarious.
And they each caused each other's therapy.
you stay on that couch. See, this is what really happened.
Yes. I have this student. I have this teacher.
Yeah. Somebody else said, at my colonoscopy, was about to begin. Hey, Mr. K, you were my favorite teacher. I'll be assisting you today.
Oh, great.
He said, thanks. Enjoy the view.
What do I always say? Own it.
Yeah.
Own it. Lean in.
Enjoy the view is insane.
That's
man.
An awesome one right there. That really is.
Somebody else said, the student was the only cashier when I was buying a pregnancy test.
Active student?
Here you go, Mrs. Jones. Good luck.
Like current student.
I wonder who this is for.
If they still at the same school,
yeah.
Now the school knows that you are buying pregnancy.
It would have been better if she came in with like one of the coaches.
No, it would not.
Hey, we talked about this situation a little earlier today. Right. Somebody else said, I was pooping at Walmart, and the third grade student popped her head under the stall and said, I saw your shoes, and I thought that was you, Mrs. Ware.
That's funny. That's just a little kid being a little kid.
That's a
big, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, third grade, hold on.
Little kid. I thought that
big
was
enough
you.
To know not you. Don't be putting your head under the stall. That's something, by the way, that's a complete tangent, mm-hmm. That we need to remedy as America. Why do our stalls have so many gaps in abilities to see and get in?
Yeah. Well, let's just go all the way down to the floor.
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of that? Is there like a benefit that I'm not considering?
Even the little side parts, it's like a wide enough gap where you can make eye contact.
Yeah, eye to eye, y'all just looking at each other.
Yeah, you don't see nothing else, but you see their eye. somebody else said, my professor canceled class one day because of a family emergency. We talked about that earlier this week. So I decided to go to the mall that was an hour away from campus and ran into her at Nordstrom's.
Yeah, the family had to go to Nordstrom. Sometimes there's an emergency, there's a clothing emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can only be solved with a little bit of upscale shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my other favorite ones is a student said a funeral. He ran into his teacher at the funeral. Turns out they were related.
Oh, man.
And that was my most hated teacher I ever had.
Ah, see, but this is the thing. You can hate family. Who say you can't?
Yeah.
But when you find out that's family, you're like, we related.
I hated you.
Just imagine.
It don't have to stop. Real haters will continue hating.
Just imagine being at that thing. Mr. Jones, what is he doing? What you doing here? How do you know her?
Yeah.
Wait, you're related to her?
We're related.
So that, what? And the last one I'm going to get to right here is a student said, me and a college professor was locked up in jail over the weekend together. And he said, the professor would probably note that it should be me and my college professor were locked up in jail.
That's right.
There you go. And yeah, make sure you get it right.
Yeah.
So you don't end up back.
And you got to ask, what are you in for, right?
I don't know. I have never been. Is that the standard protocol?
You know, you got to. Everybody's curious.
As the professor, I would ask. Yeah. But as the student, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
832 says the gaps under the bathroom stalls are for mopping and cleaning purposes. I mean, the countries where they got it all the way down to the ground, they
open
be keeping it relatively clean.
They got the door. Yeah, they got some here in this building that
yes, they do.
Go all the way down.
That's true.
Yeah.
Somebody said they don't go to the floor because it's easier to clean. I mean, again, shout out to Bucky's gets it right.
That's right.
So, I don't know. I feel like
it's a money thing.
There's so much in this world that we'd be better if we just acted like Bucky.
It's a money thing. That's what it is. If they had the money, they would probably do it.
Yeah. I like that somebody is like campaigning for office in the text line. We need to make pooping at school safe again. I can never use the stalls in high school.
That used to be awkward when I worked at a high school. And they only had like one bathroom for us, for the teachers and all that stuff. Yeah. So once in a while, I go in the student bathroom, that which was closer.
Yeah.
And then see a bunch of dudes cussing and all this other stuff. And this is grown-ass man who works here. And then they all get quiet.
Yeah. Oh.
I like, dog, I don't give a damn what y'all do, man.
Exactly.
Just don't let me see it.
No, I would appreciate that if I was you, because no, don't make me an accomplice in whatever y'all are doing.
I don't want to know what y'all doing.
Exactly.
Man. Just
so
don't whatever y'all do it, don't do it in front of me.
That's
exactly.
Right. All right. That is Figgy's Mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 PM every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive, Clint and Ron. I'm interested in what their take is, but I'm also interested in yours. Earlier, Lopez put together a Houston ESPYs of sorts, and the big one that we were talking about was most memorable play of 2024 in Houston sports. But me and Fig kind of took it from best play. What for you was the most memorable play of 2024? Let's bandy that about next. Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a Thursday. Hope that you've had a good one to this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.